From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Well, last week, Eureka Police got an email from a business owner that included a link to a recent tagging that occurred in an alley in Old Town on Tuesday, July 16th. The video showing a woman suspect tagging the word skunk onto an electrical box using a large black marker. The video shared on social media, leading to the suspect being identified. Last week, a Eureka police sergeant conducted a follow-up on the investigation, and they tracked down 31-year-old Kirstie Wright. During the investigation, Wright admitted to tagging the word skunk, as seen in the surveillance. She was also found to be in possession of graffiti instruments. Furthermore, Wright was found to be on active parole out of Humboldt County. Wright arrested for possession of graffiti tools. Hold placed on her parole. She was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. For the past several weeks, as a matter of fact, the Eureka Police Department's been actively investigating numerous graffiti vandalism reports concerning the tag STAYN, S-T-A-Y-N. EPD has identified over 30 known victims and has photographed more than 100 locations that have suffered damage with this particular graffiti. EPD recently releasing via social media a surveillance video obtained from a local business owner showing the suspect vandalizing a piece of property with his tag. Following the release of that video, they received tips concerning the identity of the suspect. And last week, they went to that suspect's residence. At about 2 p.m. on the 18th, members of the Community Safety Enhancement Team and Problem-Oriented Policing executed a search warrant on the 2500 block of Garland Street in Eureka. During the service of the warrant, they located 21-year-old Nicholas Hedrick of Eureka. He was arrested for felony vandalism. Arcata Police and other agencies within the city getting ready for National Night Out. It's an annual community building campaign promoting police community partnerships. By promoting those partnerships, first responders and the people they serve, National Night Outs, which will be happening across the U.S. on Tuesday, August 6th, serves to create safer neighborhoods. Here, it will take place on the 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Arcata Community Center on Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. Attendees will enjoy a complimentary barbecue, live music, also family-friendly activities, and safety demonstrations. The event is free. It's open to all community members. City of Eureka continuing performing road construction work on Waterfront Drive from G Street to J Street in Eureka today through Saturday. The work requires road closures for the length of construction. Work will typically be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. daily, weather permitting. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.